Welcome to Design Huddle, a podcast where two internet friends break down what's new in tech and design.
Each week, we talk about what's trending in tech, have some hilarious candid interviews with creative professionals, and drop some knowledge on you so you can stay ahead of the pending robot apocalypse.
Now let's get into this week's topic.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Design Huddle with your boy Brandon Gross and
it's Ryan Warner back at it again, and we have an absolutely stacked day of content. Twitter went wild. Brendan, what are we talking about today?
Guys, we have three amazing topics today. I'm sure one of which you guys have totally seen, regardless of where you were looking, even at a wall yesterday or even this week. We have GameStop. We're talking about how GameStop stopped the world. We're talking about movies in 2021, what's going on there. And we are also going to talk about Hyperloop, or Virgin Hyperloop, rather, and their new pod design. So if you guys don't know what any of those things are, we are here at Design Huddle ready to throw down some information to you guys. So Ryan, where are we starting?
Yeah, so Twitter went absolutely wild yesterday with this whole Robinhood versus GameStop and, you know, other related stocks, the little guys versus the big hedge funds and billionaires. This is a battle that's turning into a war, and the internet has not been this fire in a long time. So just to get everyone up to speed, I'm going to read a quick excerpt from Vice, their tech division motherboard. So just to kind of set the scene, I'm sure some of you have some background here, but if you're not a finance person, I'll try to make it as simple as possible. But Robinhood stopped their users from trading GameStop stocks and other Reddit YOLO picks. So when the market was in chaos, Robinhood basically froze it so no one could put in more buy orders to buy this stock of GameStop as well as some others. So Robinhood, a free investment app that has helped Redditors and other retail investors pump dark horse stocks like GameStop, AMC, BlackBerry, and Nokia, has stopped allowing users to buy these stocks and other YOLO picks. So according to screenshots shared on social media on Thursday morning, a notification appeared to Robinhood users telling them to close their position on GameStop stock, but they could not buy any additional shares. Redditors are currently panicking, looking for other ways to transfer their shares of GameStop off of Robinhood to other platforms, and generally furious at the platform. And we've seen everyone from U.S. senators to celebrities to internet personalities like Dave Portnoy all react on Twitter very heavily against Robinhood. So if you're not familiar, this all happened. Just for some context, basically what happened is there's a Reddit thread subreddit called Wall Street Bets. It has, I think, like 4 million users. It's huge. It's been picking up a ton of more users as, like, you know, COVID has went rampant and people are looking for, like, investment opportunities. So recently someone made the idea that we should pump a stock because a bunch of hedge funds and banks basically had it shorted, which when you short a stock, you basically are betting that it will fail. So long story short, a bunch of people started buying the GameStop stock. It went through the roof. And as a result, these hedge funds that had a short position basically had to buy GameStop in order to cover their losses. So what happened as a result is the market pumped the stock. And then as the market was pumping, Robinhood said, whoa, 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 you can't trade this stock anymore, which is ridiculous because the hedge funds could still trade and do whatever they wanted, but the average Joe, the retail investor, wasn't able to do that.
So that's some sneaky stuff.
Yeah, it's been like very controversial. People are saying there's a very high likelihood that Robinhood's going to get slapped with a major class action lawsuit. And it wasn't just GameStop. I think there was a few others that were mentioned in the article. Let me try to pull those up. BlackBerry, AMC, and Nokia were other favorites from Wall Street bets. But I think this is crazy for a lot of reasons. The number one is that you finally have people that are like, I think the idea of Robinhood, you know, steal from, you know, take from the rich and give to the poor. But then at the time where the average investor was making their money, they were just robbing them rather than, you know, redistributing the money from these hedge funds. Bottom line is that it was 100% like market manipulation. Like, there's a lot to kind of like break down here. I'm sure there's finance people that can do.
Wait, does the article? Because we have a lot of people in the people in the chat are really excited about this topic. By the way, we have Mallory who's like, "Is this legal?" She has her her magnifying glass to the screen right now. We got everybody. I think Mallory, Wolfie, Annika, what's going on, guys? Dasha, glad to have you guys in the chat. Does the article get into? Like, because I was like, maybe we need to slap allegedly on top of the 100%. Does the article say 100%?
No, this is I'm paraphrasing, but the way that it's currently drawn up, like, so the idea of the stock market is that it's a free market, so anyone can buy it and, you know, buy, trade, and sell.
Yeah.
Whenever they want, or during, you know, the trading hours. So this is like a huge deal because they basically just suspended it from going up. So everyone's confused on like why they were allowed to do that. I think the things that we're going to see is more regulation. But I'm not 100% sure that it's illegal. But to me, this is like, you know, insider trading where you have like insights about a stock and you buy it without the rest of the public knowing. People are calling this like outsider trading where it's like on a public forum. Everyone's saying pump the stock. Should this be allowed? Should this be legal? Right now, there's no laws in place to stop these Wall Street bets groups from doing it. Personally, I think it's it's very rare that we live in a time where, you know, the community, the power of the internet and the power of the community is kind of taking, you know, their frustration out on these big hedge funds and billionaires. So they're kind of fired back. And for once, you know, the little guy, you know, David finally beat Goliath. So what other questions, Brendan? I mean, I that's my take. What are your thoughts on this?
I have so many questions, man. Like, I personally, everybody in the chat, by the way, I'm almost, Ryan is like almost the Reddit guru. Like, this is why we make good partners. Usually I just read the headlines and I'm like, okay. And then I go on and like go on with my married life. I don't get into the nitty gritty. So Mallory, is the manipulation that we're seeing here, is that a loophole? I don't really know. I mean, I don't know. Ryan,
I would say everything points to the market being manipulated, but the biggest issue is that there's nothing like inherently illegal with what this subreddit's doing. It's publicly available information. They're all saying buy a stock.
Right.
So the issue is there going to be new laws in place to make sure this doesn't happen again, regulate against it? My personal opinion, I have a problem with Robinhood, a trading platform, suspending trades.
Yeah, that was weird.
Continuing to go up. The fact that they were picking and choosing certain stocks is like, I don't know, it just doesn't feel right. And there's other platforms that did it too. Supposedly another one, Webull, and there was a few other commission-free trading sites that are doing it. But this is like the era that we're living in. So, you know, Wall Street used to be reserved for the wealthy, the rich, people that have finance backgrounds. And now you have people that are, you know, designers and teachers and
13-year-olds talking about portfolios. I think I told you this the other day.
It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. So it's just lowering the table stakes so anybody can now, you know, invest their money. The other thing is that there's people speculating that the market is currently becoming a little bit of a bubble because of the overspending and the printing of the U.S. dollar. So this is a very complicated subject. So I did want to show one quick thing. So just looking at the timeline here. So GameStop, basically people in the subreddit were talking, you know, between January 26th, January 27th, a large amount of Redditors started buying GameStop stock. into January 27th. In the morning, the stock just pumped. It went from 145 all the way up to 350, which is an insane gain for a stock that arguably has very little value. And if you're not familiar with GameStop, it's the company where we used to take in, like, you know, Mario Kart and get 40 cents for it when you traded it in there.
So bad.
I think everyone's like, it's an insanely overvalued stock. Why is this happening? So that's my take. I know that's probably a little bit more into the weeds than we wanted to, but this is like the most popular topic on the web right now.
Yeah, definitely. And we're going to switch gears here. We're going to try to do 10 minutes each segment. But guys in the chat, I think there's some good questions to be asked here. Like, and Ryan, you might even know while we're hopping to the next topic. I'm like, why would, like, what was the purpose of, like, the Reddit bets people? Like, I was like, was it just so because?
I think it was a combination. They just wanted to make money, and they wanted, so they were basically looking at hedge funds that had a short position against the stock, which means they were betting against it. And by them pumping it, the hedge funds are the ones that were taking all the financial losses. So it was like a targeted attack against, you know, these large billionaire hedge funds. So that was like the logic. But we'll link in some more articles. I'm sure this is going to continue to develop over the next couple of days. But everything related to this has been trending. The last thing which is related is the tweet of the day actually was from Elon Musk. He said, in retrospect, it was inevitable. And I know people are saying, you guys, tweet of the day is only from Elon Musk. But he's been blowing up Twitter lately in terms of, like, his content. And then he also, in protest to Robinhood and it not being a free market, he updated his profile to say nothing but Bitcoin, which is another rabbit hole which we won't get into on this episode.
Oh my God.
This is why, if you go into what's trending on Twitter today, your boy, let's check it out. Elon,
we're about to, like, dive into Ryan's, like,
yeah, we're about to go
Bitcoin world.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. But the main takeaway here is he updated literally his Twitter bio, and Bitcoin's gone up 20% since he did that.
Oh my God! And there's headlines about it. I'm so upset.
I know, it's crazy. It's absolutely insane. But let's move on to a lighter topic. Brendan, what are we talking about next?
All right, next we are getting into the Virgin Hyperloop, or Virgin's Hyperloop. If you guys, Ryan is a little bit more up on this. When I heard Hyperloop, I thought about the Boring Company's Hyperloop. I know he's trying to do a lot of underground tunneling, and I think that's really interesting, especially trying to, I just like, if I don't have to do anything, I like it, guys. So, I actually don't know how to operate, So if you guys don't, how many people in the chat, just out of curiosity, how many are keeping their finger, their tabs on what's going on over in the Elon Musk Hyperloop autonomous, not only vehicle, but autonomous, which is, we can get into some, we're not going to get into conspiracy theories. Okay, anyway, let's just, let me move some things here, guys, so I can get the chat still. Mallory says she thought GameStop went out of business when her kid was 10. We also thought this, but
I was actually shocked when
Reddit had other plans.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, but let's check this out. So here's just like a quick concept video of what this is about. I wish it went a little bit. All right, so I guess this is the concept of Hyperloop. I wonder how fast this thing goes. Oh, 670 miles per hour. I don't know. This is okay. So, Ryan, I'm really curious to hear what your just initial thoughts are on this, and chat as well. Would you drive, or would you be fine with getting into something that goes 670 miles per hour? I feel like I would, but at the same time, like, imagine just one thing goes wrong, and you just, one brake is slammed, and you're going 670 miles per hour into the next pod in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, so my first concern is I'm a little claustrophobic, and being in these like hill-shaped trains underground really freaked me out. But in this article, it mentions that you can go from Chicago to LA in 1 hour, and it's usually a 12-hour drive. So
Chicago,
I mean, Chicago to LA in 1 hour.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
That's a long tunnel, man. Who's digging that?
That's what I'm saying. So part of the thing is they always love dropping these concepts, which are super cool. Like, I mean, I do think this is the future of, you know, mass transit. But I think, like, people don't realize, like, the infrastructure of, like, building a tunnel from Chicago to L.A., that is an absolutely bonkers, like, project to take on. So, yeah. But yeah, I mean, Brendan, that's my take. Would you sit in one of these for an hour at going 670 miles per hour?
I mean, I think I might wait for teleportation to pop off. Honestly. But I mean, I really think I would. I would like to say I would. But really what I'm honestly really interested in is because they say in 10 years, it'll be close to another 10 years before we can take a ride in one of Virgin high speed vacuum sealed capsules dubbed the Hyperloop. But in the meantime, the company has teamed up with a couple of design firms to give you a preview of how your future journey might play out. So they say 10 years, which is actually really interesting. I was talking to our Game Changers Discord last night about just like how the years of technological innovation are just like shortening. So where 20 years, we might see something new. You got like 10, 5 years before we see like some very interesting new innovations like this. But I wonder if they'll have the LA to
Chicago
in 10 years. Because I'm like, what kind of alien technology are you using to shoot through Earth's core? Well, not core, but to make these. I swear they got some Star Trek stuff. I don't want to turn Design Huddle into conspiracy podcasts, but
there's already enough of those online, anyways.
So yeah, we don't need another Joe Rogan 2.0 via Design Huddle, but we could if we wanted to. 670. Let's see. Let me see how many guys in the chat would actually. Let me see what you guys are saying.
Yeah, and just as Brendan's pulling the chats up, so some other like interesting things is that, you know, they have the way that the seating in this too, like Brendan's showing, you know, the 1 hour from Chicago to, but if you keep clicking one more, Brendan, you can see the seating. So I think the seating, like, it's like a super like sleek, futuristic,
yeah, it's clean, very
modern design, and it's good for groups and individual commuters. So I also was like, it's kind of a cool idea that like, rather than going through the hassle of like, you know, getting on a plane together, waiting for the plane to get to the gate, getting on the plane, taking off, landing, getting your bags, all that nonsense. You just get your bags, you sit in a group seating on this, and you shoot to the place in 1 hour. It would totally change the way we think about travel. So I also like the idea that they have these lights. So one of my biggest concerns that I didn't like initially was that there wasn't any windows, but they had these like fluorescent lights to make it feel a little bit more like, I don't know, like the natural elements. And then I think it's also tricked out. Like, we just saw wireless charging and all the other, like, you know, techie gadget stuff that you can imagine that new tech, you know, new transportation would have.
Right.
Yeah.
And
so, yeah, go ahead.
We got people in the chat saying it's not impossible. They, people in the UK, we have a tunnel that takes you from Europe to UK. And let's see. Fergie says, I've taken the Eurostar train from London to Paris, and that goes under the channel, so that doesn't bother me. Hyperloop is like 100 times faster.
I've always wanted to do the London to Paris one. People say that one's like, is pretty cool. But, because, I mean, that's crazy too, right? Because it's going under, I guess that would be like the English Channel, I think. But
possibly. I don't know. In our Discord yesterday, we just were very affirmed that my geography or continental experience is very low.
yeah, totally. And then I think other people are just commenting that the seating looks, you know, amazing. I agree.
Oh, the seating does look good, but I have a qualm. Why is there grass in here? Before we even go on, you know that the brief, Ryan. We can't speed past this, and then we'll jump into the next topic. But we really want to hear about this. I guarantee you. We just have to go in on the concept. I think the idea is great. I'm really excited about this technologically. But you know the creative agency that made this and what was given to them by Virgin was like, look, listen, we want this to be really futuristic, but we also want this to be homey. So they were like, all right, we're going to embed some grass in here. And by the way, we know AR is not going to be there yet, but let's make like a clock. Actually, let's go back. We have to look at this. There was like an AR clock-ish in there.
Yeah, that projects like next to like the coffee cup thing, but... So they said, like, well, the cabin looks like, you know, like a high-end airline. It incorporates wood textures, forest-like greenery, and there's other unique touches that catch the eye. Like, and then they mentioned wireless charging. There's, yeah, like, projections on the seats. So, like, you know how usually, like, on an airplane, it's just, like, a light that says, like, seatbelt on, seatbelt off?
Yeah.
Seats would have projections saying, like, please be seated, or, you know, you're free to move about the cabin. So like those like little things do make the experience like cleaner and better, but I agree that the grass is like super forced. It's like, if you're gonna put me in a pill like, you know, miles underground, I'm gonna need a little bit more than some fake grass to make me feel.
It's some ladybugs to keep me company.
Yeah.
Yeah. So interesting topic. I'm honestly more interested in the Elon Musk's Hyperloop or its actual cars. I feel like that's more of like a mixed sort of. Well, I'm more excited about that because, one, it's not public transit.
yeah. You're basically, but, I think they're coming up with a few different options, but I think one is, like, the Tesla cars would get, like, locked into the system, and then they'd shoot through the tunnel. So, but, I mean, I think that's the important part, right? Is you think something like this, you know, high-speed trains or, like, gravity-defying transportation would just be just Virgin doing this. But Elon Musk and Virgin are going toe-to-toe in this, which is great because the person and the people that make out from this are the end users. That's us that can eventually use this. That'll keep the cost reasonable, and we'll continue to see like more innovations because there's competition. So I love this. I'm excited to follow this.
100. All right, moving on. Next topic, Ryan, what we got? Movies in 2021.
Yeah, let's do it. Cool. So I don't know if anybody heard this, but HBO Max in 2021 is premiering a ton of new movies. So due to the ongoing pandemic, Warner Bros. Is making all of its theatrical films, films available on HBO Max for 31 days starting on release day. So this article from Inverse is doing is breaking down all the videos that HBO is dropping. So before we get into the actual movies, Brendan, were you someone pre-pandemic that would go to the movies? Did you enjoy the movie theater experience of paying $9 for popcorn, getting a jumbo size?
No. The only movies that I liked was when it was like a nice movie theater. You can walk and basically have like a good ass dinner there. And
oh yeah, that, I think those are called like movie taverns where you can like order a burger and like.
Yes, they had the best food, man. You get nice Long Islands, because that's the signature. And then you get nice burrito. Anyway, and that's totally not the topic. But no to regular movie theaters. I'm so excited. Today's Friday, guys. You know that's my eat day. But, yeah, back to you. Back to you on that. I was getting excited by the food.
I'm more somewhere in between, where I would go to the movies maybe 4 times a year. If it was something epic. I would go. I like seeing I used to see like Star Wars in theaters.
Yep. Marvel and Star Wars.
I remember seeing the Joker in theaters, the one with Heath Ledger, and that was crazy. So I was like, you know, I just remember the hype going into that. So there's like certain movie moments that I remember, but I remember seeing like Lord of the Rings, anything like that. I was like, I always thought the cinematic version was way better than just like putting it on your smart TV at home. But
yeah,
so my take on this is like a little torn because this is going to totally change the way that we watch movies. So I think it's smart. So HBO is just being innovative here where they're adjusting to the times, but it's going to put a lot of pressure on all the other production houses to kind of either follow suit or come up with like another model that works for them. So let's continue. So the first one is The Little Things, dropping in January 29th, which is I think today. So literally this is starting today. If you have an HBO Max subscription, you'll be able to see this is the first one that drops. Denzel Washington is a star as a deputy chef and an LAPD LAPD detective who butt heads while on the hunt for a serial killer. I am a huge Denzel Washington fan. This is a thumbs up. I will be watching this for me.
I'm down for that.
All right. Let's move on. Judas and the Black Messiah drops on February 12th. Judas and the Black Messiah tells a real-life story of Fred Hampton, the 21-year-old head of the Black Panther Party who was assassinated by the FBI in 1969. This is also a huge thumbs up for me. I think the 1960s, early 1970s is one of the most like interesting times in U.S. history, so this is a massive thumbs up for me. I think this sounds like an awesome film. Brendan?
Yeah. I'm totally down for it. I'm more excited for you to change the screen, though. This next one? Oh, maybe it's not that one. It's another one.
Tom and Jerry, I will pass as much as I love the classic.
I don't even know how that still makes money, man.
Yeah, but I mean,
I really know.
Let's skip. I mean, February 26th, if you're a Tom and Jerry fan. you're talking about this one, Godzilla vs. Kong?
No, I don't, maybe I clicked over too many times, but I saw this and I'm ready to play the soundboard, man.
All right, we'll get there. Godzilla vs. Kong drops March 31st. This is obviously the rebooted version of Godzilla and Kong slug it out in an action-packed showdown. This is a hard pass for me. I'm not super into Godzilla. I'm not super into King Kong. I like action movies, but this isn't really for me. I feel like this is more of a Brendan film.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it and I was like, why would they even make Godzilla? I like Godzilla just as is. I'm not like a movie watcher of Godzilla. I'm like, the concept of Godzilla is lit. But anything else, I'm like, y'all are kind of milking it. Like, it's kind of, the concept was good. Like, I feel like when I really enjoyed it was when it was in its cartoon state. Now they're just like throwing it left and right. You got the Stranger Things girl in one movie, and I'm just like, I can't even see the two together. I don't know. What do you guys like? It's just weird.
Fergie wrote a funny comment that said, Brendan does not go outside.
I really don't, though. I'm so excited about this new world. Like, so you guys have no idea. Everything's going to be inside, and oh, yes. Like, I think you guys understand.
That's a great call out.
Yes.
Just dropping fire in the chat. All right, Mortal Kombat drops April 16th. I mean, Mortal Kombat, I immediately think the video game. I don't really immediately think, like, oh, let's go watch a movie about Mortal Kombat. But, you know, it's a popular, long-running video game franchise to see the Earth's best martial artists facing off from each other with supernatural foes. Sounds cool, but I probably would pass on this as well, unfortunately.
Yeah, I have to give that a hard, like, no. What do you guys think? What movies have you guys seen? Because we would love to know, because this list has been disheartening. There's only the only one, and it might be the next one, that I'm really just looking forward to. You guys can see. It's not even the next one. Oh, my God. How far did I click over?
We're not off to a good start, because I am not a, like, horror movie fan at all.
Man, me neither.
It's like,
no.
The devil made me do it. This is, like, I couldn't think of a bigger pass for me. If anybody's, there's obviously a market, and people love horror movies. I am not one of those people. But this is the latest installment of the horror franchise with a demonic possession plot of a courtroom drama where the killer claims he committed crimes while possessed.
That too.
I couldn't be farther out on this, but are you a scary movie guy?
No, I don't watch anything scary. I like laughter, comedy. No, who in the chat? Yeah, Uma Korn says no horror for me. We stay on Behance.
Yes, yes, I agree.
Yeah, I like trolls.
All right, so the next one's In the Heights, drops June
18th. No.
Washington Heights dreams of making a big hit musical from the Hamilton creators. Right off the bat, I say no, but I loved Hamilton. Before pre-pandemic, I was fortunate enough to see it live in New York. It was unreal. It was so good. So with that being said, if the Hamilton creators made it, I will probably watch this just because I was such a fan of Hamilton.
Yeah, no. Hey, what's going on, Diane? Diane says skip it. Skip it.
Oh, wow. Man.
There's a new Space Jam. What did I miss?
Space Jam with
Lil Wayne. Oh, okay. It's the next one. Okay.
All right. Brandon, you must have been, you were like 30 movies ahead.
I really was, because I saw this and I was like, this is so bad.
Yeah, but
anyways, all right, this I can be on board for this, yeah, but I'm gonna let you go.
Yes, no, I mean I'm in the same way. I mean, I'll just give everyone a quick breakdown. It's obviously Space Jam. It was the sequel to the 1996 Space Jam, where LeBron teams up with Bugs Bunny and the rest of the Looney Tunes gang for a high stakes game of basketball. Jordan was in the first one, so this is immediately like a Michael Jordan versus LeBron James. I'm obviously a Michael Jordan guy, but this is probably I will end up watching. Brendan, what about you? And what is everyone else?
I think so too. This was like a I feel like that's one of the movies. Like Space Jam was one of the defining movies of like my childhood. It's just so memorable. It was like the very first of maybe its kind for my eyes. Yeah. So I'm excited. I have some excitement around that.
Yeah, I think that the blending of cartoon and like, you know, the real world was like such a creative take on movie making. So this is like, I personally think this is going to be like, I have low expectations. I don't think it's going to be great, but I probably will end up.
Don't say that to us.
90s movies were so good. We should do a segment on like favorite 90s movies, because there's so much amazing, like Independence Day, what a fire movie.
Yes. And we have, this is it. This is when I gotta play it. Look at my man, John Cena's. What kind of budget? Look, everybody, just look at the left side. Like, go to this website and zoom in.
Everyone listening to the podcast with John Cena.
I literally just played the Illuminati, because I know you can't hear it right. The Illuminati. Like, that is literally the. He has a tin hat on. Who is he supposed to be?
I don't know much about Suicide Squad. I know that this is. Yeah, so Suicide Squad brings back. So this is a reboot of Suicide Squad, which brings Margot Robbie, Harley Quinn, but tells its own story separate from the 2016 film where she was introduced. So I guess they're just doing like a spinoff of the Suicide Squad movie. I don't know if anybody's seen that. I don't know much about this, to be completely honest. So that drops August 6th. Based on John Cena's outfit, where he looks like he's just wearing like half of a night hat. Or he looks like a bullet, kind of like his head is like the end of a bullet. It's very weird. And the other guy's wearing polka dots, so it's kind of hard to take him seriously.
Man, it looks like Captain Planet mixed with Captain Planet was like, look, you know what? I actually really like tinfoil. It's not that bad for the environment. And no. It's Captain Planet and Magneto. This is so bad.
It does with the red outfit and like the. You know, the icon on the chest, weird mask. But the other thing is, it's like, if he's wearing that like helmet for protection, it's not even doing anything because his whole face is exposed. But let's move on.
Yeah, we got to move on.
The Many Saints of Newark drops September 24th. The prequel to HBO's The Sopranos features younger versions of some of the show's characters during the 1967 Newark riots, which arose over police brutality. This might come as a surprise, but I have actually never seen The Sopranos. Have you?
I have not. I mean, my father has, but I have not. I have not.
Sopranos is like got one of the biggest like, you know, followings ever. People say it's one of the best television shows of all time. So I'll probably have to watch The Sopranos. I can't sign on to this if I haven't seen the entire Sopranos series. I'm curious, like, overall, how do you feel about this list so far, Brendan? Like,
honestly, I've zoomed past, like, I've gone through all of them. There's, like, there's two exciting ones. Well,
so the next one,
towards the end.
Dune, I think, is going to be cool.
Yes, Dune, I think, that has me up.
Yeah, so this is the latest adaption of Frank Herbert's classic sci-fi novel. This could be super cool. Again, I have high expectations for this one. I like sci-fi movies a lot, so this is one I would check out. What about you, Brendan? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
I love the trailer. What was odd was that, and I heard that this was supposed to be like one of the good movies. I was really excited for it to be released earlier, I think, in this year, but obviously it got pushed back because they probably were screaming at their post editors and were like, this looks like crap. We definitely need to push back. a few months, or basically another year before we release this.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably good, right? Hopefully it'll be better because of that. Yeah, Diana just said, I hope the Dune is better than the original. Yeah, me too. I didn't think the original was great. But again, I have high expectations here. Next, King Richard. Will Smith plays King Richard, the father and coach of Venus and Serena Williams in this biopic that tracks his influence on the two of the greatest tennis players of all time. I'm a huge thumbs up. Love Will Smith. I think Venus and Serena Williams are some of the coolest like athlete stories ever, that they're both twins and super successful in their sport. I love biopics. So this is just checks all the boxes for me. I think this is like, I love sports like kind of themed movies. November 19th, King Richard. I will be watching this. Brendan, are you a tennis fan? Are you a Will Smith fan? Will you be watching?
I'm a Will Smith fan, but I'll stay on his TikTok. I don't know about you guys in the chat. We have
TikTok's great.
Yeah. What's going on, Boston, Jameson, and Derek? I wish I could have read your guys' comments when we were back on the Hyperloop. I do have to go back, though, and say Derek is saying that he really is looking forward to Elon Musk's Neuralink versus his other boring company, or his other company.
I think Neuralink's where you can like download information into your brain.
I can't wait. I'm first in line.
If that happens, does that mean like we're just download Wikipedia into your brain and then you don't need to go to school and everyone just knows everything? That's kind of crazy.
Yes. I mean, that's how, with Siri, that's kind of what I do with her. I'm like, yeah, literally, I was at a family get together, it wasn't a large one, guys, but we were visiting my grandmother. We hadn't seen her in a while. And I think they asked me like where I lived, or maybe they asked me like why I didn't know my grandmother's address. And I was like, Siri knows it. I'm like, hey Siri, where does Nona live? And don't say it. Okay. And she was like, this is where she's at. Like, she just holds my information. So if there's just like another step, I'm like trying to make sure she doesn't activate.
We could do a whole episode on Elon Musk and how he's probably the best inventor of our time. You know, controversial, sure, but he always has very interesting ideas of how the world should work. So I'm on team Occupy Mars. Let's make that happen. All right, let's wrap this up. So The Matrix 4, which, not going to lie, I think I saw the original. I have not seen 2 and 3. Matrix 4 drops December 22nd with your boy Keanu Reeves and Carrie-Anne Moss. They bring back the roles into their fourth Matrix film, which has been kept secret now, as the original was before its release in 1999. So this has been very much in stealth. I think a lot of people didn't know this was happening. Again, Matrix, a very, very popular franchise. I think this is a cool movie to drop at the end of the year, right before Christmas, 2021. Brendan, will you be watching The Matrix 4?
I will totally be watching this. This is a thumbs up.
Yeah. So I think, like, I don't know, doing a rough, I think one third of these movies to me are interesting. The other two thirds I'll pass on. I don't know how much an HBO subscription is. I do have one. I forget how much it is. It's probably like around $10 a month, if not maybe a little bit more. But I don't know. I'm excited for this. I don't know that I'll watch these on the day that they drop, but I like having a good catalog of movies like that I can watch at any time. So been also a lot of hilarious comments in both our YouTube and Beyonce threads. One of the issues is Brendan and I are constantly switching back and forth between the two, but keep dropping them because we're laughing in the background as we're reading through them. So thank you for dropping those in the comment section. Anything else, Brendan? What did you think?
Man, I think that's it. Like, literally, I'm like, we don't need to go any further in this list. Like, the next one is...
It was like also like 5 movies too long, but for all of you that hung in there, we also gave a breakdown of like... You've probably heard of some of these, so it's good to know the dates that they're actually dropping. So you can go back and listen to when they're actually dropping, but... in summary, we talked about the Wall Street bets on Reddit. We talked about how GameStop stock was pumped by a bunch of retail investors and how there potentially could be repercussions for Robinhood and freezing trading. Not a finance podcast, but just super trendy. It's been trending on Twitter for almost 48 hours straight. Next, we jumped into the Virgin Hyperloop concept models. Super cool. very interesting, very modern, sleek. Excited to see that and The Boring Company compete. And then lastly, we just talked about HBO, some movies dropping and entertainment news, some good flicks coming out. But that was everything that I wanted to cover, Brendan. Did we miss anything, my friend?
No, that was it, my man. I think we did an excellent job. We want to thank everybody who came out. Umacorn, Wolfie, Diane, Jameson, Derek, Fergie. There's a lot of people in here like, what? Matrix 4?
Yeah, make sure all of our super fans, you guys rock. Go over to Anchor, subscribe, tell a friend about us.
Yeah, link down in the description, guys. If you already know, we're doing Design Huddle every Friday at 9 a.m. EST. If you guys want to listen in and support the podcast, link is down below to subscribe to our podcast. And also, you have our Discord if you guys are new here, where we, as designers and creatives, we are getting together as a community who are trying to strive to get 1% better each and every day. So we have designers all over the world down in our Discord, link in the description. But I guess that is it from us, guys. I want to thank you so much for joining. If you guys are looking forward to our design session, we will be right back. We have to stock up back on coffee, but after that, we will be back into the office doing some things. So, all right, guys, your boy Brandon and
Ryan Warner back at it. We'll catch you guys
back at it. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Have a good one. We'll see you in a bit.
Design Huddle is a podcast that is hosted by Ryan Warner and Brendan Gross. The opinions stated here are our own and not those of our company. Thank you for tuning in, and please feel free to share this episode.